Thank you, Sue Ellen. Those were inspiring, and I took a photo of the book, so I did notice, what, you already ordered it? Sweet! You too can order right on your phone. That's awesome. That's awesome. So just to kind of give you a heads up, I'm going to lead the meditation, and then we'll have the post-meditation song, and then I'll give you some instructions about the Burning Bowl ceremony, how we're going to do it. And those of you at home, as Sue Ellen had shared, you'll be able to do that at home as well. So as we prepare for meditation, I'm going to ring the singing bowl, and it is the tone of the heart chakra. So think about that as I ring the bowl, going into your heart. Come sitting comfortably in your chair as we start this time of reflective meditation. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out, clearing your mind, holding that sweet spirit in your heart. Opening your heart to this time of prayer and meditation. Placing your hands down for grounding, up for receiving. Relax your shoulders and take another deep breath in. As we clear our mind, we set our intention today in this ritual, in this ceremony of Burning Bowl. A time of introspection, a time of listening to that still small voice in the bowl of our consciousness. We think about what no longer serves us, what we want to release, what we hold on to holds on to us. We set that intention direction so that that inner voice can guide us, knowing what is not there to serve us, so that we may release that into the flame so that it's gone, into the smoke so that it's lifted up into the heavens, into the ethers, released forever. Big deep breath in. Big deep breath out, relaxing, listening to that inner voice, thinking about all that doesn't serve us, relationships, or resentments, burdens, anything that holds us back from that true life, that Christ indwelling life that gives us freedom to live the best life ever. We know that sweet spirit is indwelling in us, giving us wholeness. And at the beginning of this year, in this beautiful ritual, we celebrate that in the release, so that the newness may come in and surround our clean bowl of consciousness and subconsciousness. The world is full of lots that pull on our thoughts and our beings. But in this moment, in this still moment, as we look into our hearts, with Spirit guiding us, we know that we live in this reality, and we hold on to that each and every day, knowing that we are guided, knowing that what we need to release, God already knows. And in this moment of silence, vision your heart opening. Vision your heart a beautiful, sacred space, letting all the goodness come in and all that doesn't serve you out in this moment of silence, listening to inner voice. And in this ritual time, this ceremonial time of the burning bowl, we know that we are filled with sweet spirit. We affirm that this new year will be full of love and gratitude. And we hold on to those things, those beliefs, those feelings that serve us. And we release the rest. And I pray this forward into the indwelling Christ. And so it is. Amen.
I am so blessed. I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful. I am so blessed.
All right, morning bowl ceremony. So, as Sue Ellen said, you don't have to write a story. Little pieces of rice paper, write your words, write your intentions that you want to let go of. If you crumple it a bit, it will burn better and not start the church on fire. When you're ready, I'll ask you to come forward and you'll light it in the Christ candle and drop it into the burning bowl.